it's one rainy freaking day and it looks super gloomy and gray and my windows are so dirty. And I'm like, why is the outside of this window so dirty? But other than that, I am in the fucking vibe. Like, so much I want to say, in terms of like me even just starting this podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm just here, the possibility that I'm creating for myself and the people in my life and you listening is a possibility of being inspired, of being empowered, and of being who you truly are. Okay? And we just get to have a shit ton of fun and joy and like positivity while we're doing that and just being the big creators that we are. Okay, that's what I am a full stand for. Oh yeah, and of course, being fully self-expressed and authentically self-expressed. That's just like, oh my God. Like, just talking about this just like juices me up. Anyway, yeah, so I just want to talk about this idea of like being. You know, I've been on set this week and I'm like so excited. I'm like, whoa, yay, we get to act. And, you know, just being an actress, I've just been so just involved and just so focused on acting choices, doing the scene. But like, what's really there for me is like all the shit underneath the acting, which is the Connie, the humanity of Connie. It's just like, what's actually going on? Like, what am I actually bringing into the present moment? What are the thoughts? What are the feelings? What's the intention? What's like the pain and the worry and ultimately the energy? Right? That's what I've really been harnessing and focusing on is my energy and just being the it vibe. I'm like, I am so the vibe. Like, I can't even help it anymore. Like, I am just the greatest, highest fucking vibe ever. And I just make that my number one priority. My number one priority. It's my job to get myself into this vibe. I mean, even this morning I woke up. It's like every morning I wake up and I'm like, oh my God, I'm such a human. Like, I forgot who I am. Is this what I have to do? Is just like keep reminding myself of who I am in the mornings? And it's like, yeah, actually, because I forget. I just like go to sleep and then I wake up and I'm like, where did I go to in my sleep? Who am I? What am I doing? Like, what am I being? Do you guys feel that way? Or it's just me? I'm just like, okay, I guess I'll just like start journaling and I meditate and I do all these things. And then I'm like, oh, I remember who I am now. And then it's like, from there, can I really get into the energy and the vibe of creating my day? So what I'm saying is like, morning routine is so important. Morning routine is really important for me, setting intentions for the day. Even if the intention is just to fucking breathe, then that's my intention for the day, is to just breathe. Or, you know, lately it's just been like, bring ease to everything. I'm like, I'm just gonna bring ease. And then in the evenings, I find that evening wind down routine is very important for me too. So, you know, it's all about I show gratitude then. I just really just get to reflect on my day, like, in bed. And that's what puts me to sleep. And then what I can't control is, like, what happens, like, in the middle of the night. And I'm like, where does my brain go to? Because I wake up in the morning, I'm like, ah! So, I just wanted to share that. This episode is just, like, me just bleh. Because I've just been, I think I've been procrastinating on this podcast for sure. I've had a lot of requests and people comment and be like, you know, I would, you know, I think it'd be a great idea for you to have a podcast. I would totally listen. So I'm like going off of the outside, right, of what people want. But then ultimately for me, it's like, oh yeah, of course I would want to do a podcast, but where do I even start? So that's just me explaining and giving you a reason as to where I'm like, oh my God, we're just gonna talk about everything right now. And yeah, that's just what I wanted to share with you right now on this beautiful rainy ass day. And like, you know, the weather, it does impact me, and I can still be the one to choose what to make the weather mean, you know? Because I'm like staring at the rain and I'm like, you know, it could be gloomy, but then I was just like, oh, rain actually represents abundance if you think about it. It's like water, and water is coming down to the soil, and soil needs water in order for all the plants and all the seeds to grow so that things grow and then we can eat and then also relish in the beauty of nature. All right, so I'm like, what is abundance? Oh yeah, that's also something else too that I want to talk about is that, you know, I am the abundant artist. My stand is for all the artists out there to really step into their worth and be like, yo, my art matters. You know, and it doesn't have to be a side hustle. It can be, it is a full-on game. It's a full-on life. And that, what is art anyway? Consider that, you know, art is every moment of your life. I am creating my life as we speak, like right now, with what I eat, with what I cook, what I decide to do, whether I'm resting, what I'm writing. It's all art. And just this idea of this survival mentality that I've lived into for almost, you know, my whole life, it's just been so painful. And I'm so done with being in pain and just struggling and thinking that that's what I need to do, that I need to pay my dues to be a successful artist. It's just like, no, what if I just decided? And yeah, Micah, I'm recording. That's my bestie. He also has an epic podcast as well, which I can share in the description here. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, abundance. And that, like, I just decided to be abundant. And that's like step one, is to really just decide that you want to be abundant. And that's like, I think that's just what I would leave you off with. It's just decide that you are abundant and it's beautiful just the way you are. Hot mess, express that. Just hot mess it up. Acknowledge where you're at and you're like, this is where I'm at and this is just what I have to show for, and that doesn't, like, your outside world doesn't reflect who you truly are and what you're capable of. It doesn't. You just get to decide that you are an abundant artist right now. Just take full ownership for it, because you are, and no one else is going to do it for you. That's what it is. And I did it for myself, and I continue to decide every single morning and every single moment when I forget. Our job here is to remember that we are abundant. Okay? Love you. Hold on a sec. So when I was finishing that podcast, my agent actually called and she told me that I booked my first voiceover animation gig. Oh my gosh. Thank you very much. I can hear you. It is actually a really big deal for me. A lot of people don't know this, but I've been so resistant to doing voiceover work. Crazy, right? I know. Just the things that we tell ourselves. I swore to myself that I would never do animation. I remember when I did that, I was like, I swear, Connie, like, you're better than this. Like, I had it that voiceover was, like, not good enough because my face, like, visually, I wouldn't be on screen or something, and that people want the whole package, Connie, and that my voice isn't enough. So that's what I've actually been telling myself for years. And it wasn't until the pandemic when I booked out a voiceover. I was just like, I refuse to do it. And then I realized that I just had never powerfully chose to do voiceover auditions. I always wanted to be an actor and I didn't think this was a part of acting. So it was for like almost like over a decade of me just doing these things that I didn't want to do. So just taking a break from that and then coming back in 2021 in February, like full on, like, okay, I'm ready to take this on. And I remember I've just been of course, I remember. Yeah. I've been taking intuitive singing classes, just getting more comfortable with unleashing my singing voice, because that was like a lot of like healing that needed to be done there. You know, getting a voiceover coach, and now just like having so much fun with voiceover that of course I booked this. So I'm so excited. It's animation. Oh my gosh, I get to be a little character. Oh, and it starts tomorrow. Like, what is happening? And then I'm back on this movie the next day, and I'm just like, yo, 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 yo. This is so great. This is just another avenue of abundance that I get to take on as an artist, is in voiceover work and animation. Like, ugh. And I can't wait to share more of my process with you, but I just wanted to share like this news, because I was like, wow, I'm taking on doing my podcast. And of course, the universe just brings more stuff. It's like, it's so magnetic, right? It's like when I'm on my path and when I'm sharing fully and authentically and I in my purpose, it's like, it's so magnetic, just pulls in so much more abundance. And that's just how it works for me. That's what I've noticed this last year, is like when I'm doing what I really want to do, doing something that's aligned with me, all these opportunities come to me. So I thought this was a really great moment to share, because it's so fucking fresh right now. And that is all from me. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Mwah! Have a beautiful, abundant day.